There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com. If I'm not
sorry, I want to apologize. Pew pew! Happy Thursday!
We made it to the Colleen and Bradley Show yet again. Good afternoon. Okay. We're going to get to TMZ's double down on the Kim and Kanye story we shared with you yesterday in mere moments. But first, we're going to get to something that's really exciting for those of you who love My Talk 107.1 Project Down and Dirty. Right, Colleen?
Yes, it's a big day today because the tickets are on sale.
Yay! So if you haven't already, please head online to mytalk1071.com to pick up your tickets for Project Down and Dirty Construction. Holly.
Yes.
What do you get?
So with a $150 ticket, you get a reserved car ticket. That ticket is good for one vehicle. I mean, put as many people that you can put in, no more than eight, though. That is a limit.
But no more than eight.
Exactly. So you're going to have a reserve parking space from which to watch the event. And ticket price includes one meal ticket per individual arriving in the vehicle to be used at the El Burrito Mercado food truck.
Yummy.
And you get an invitation to the Project Down and Dirty Construction Reunion Show, which is 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday, November 5th.
All right, so get your tickets if you haven't already.
But wait,
what?
There's more.
Oh my goodness.
There's more?
Yeah, so there's a $60 ticket, the standing room ticket. This ticket is good for one person, standing room event. So you're going to be able to bring your own lawn chair to sit and watch things get constructed.
You sold that, Holly.
I mean, you get to
watch it get constructed, but we're probably going to be destroying as much as we're constructing. Let's be clear.
Which is very
exciting. Planning on destroying a lot of things.
I mean, we were told, were we not, Colleen, that we were going to be destroying vehicles?
Yes.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Pumpkins.
I heard we might destroy ourselves.
No, we're not.
Or each other.
We're not doing that.
Oh, sorry.
No,
well, I was on a different
up.
Program.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Now, remember that this is all for our charity partners, Crescent Cove, Make-A-Wish, Minnesota. Our charity partner on the Colleen and Bradley Show, the Minnesota Academy of Science, and Courage Kenny Rehabilitation Institute. So you get to donate to all of these charities, and then you get to watch us destroy stuff.
Please destroy within reason, but you know, nothing that's actually worth anything because we don't want to have to pay for it.
True.
Okay, get your tickets. Thank you for the information, Holly. I know we're all very excited for Project Down and Dirty, but right now, Colleen, TMZ has just doubled down on a story they put out yesterday. Ooh. We need to get to the bottom of it. Holly, do you think it's possible we could grab the Cobra Gang together?
Yep.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time with the Cobra Gang.
Okay, there was a story yesterday in TMZ that was kind of the exact same story, Colleen, that we told the day before, and I'm not really sure why, and we need to understand. Exclusive, TMZ. First of all, what does a Kardashian story exclusive from TMZ tell us?
Means that Kris Jenner wrote the story and somebody else put their name on it.
Yes, queen. So that means we need to figure out why. And here's the story. You know, I don't know why people keep saying this, but despite reconciliation rumors, yet again, it's not happening. They are getting divorced. Why? Well, according to TMZ and legal documents that they obtained, I wonder how they obtained those legal documents.
Kris Jenner.
Oh, see?
Just drop them off.
She's everywhere. Like she just rolled up in her Lexus.
And had her sunglasses on and threw them out the window and then sped away.
She's like the Santa Claus of legal documents.
Tell Harvey I said hello and I'll see him next year at some fancy place
that
rich people go. You know. Anyway, obtained by TMZ, these documents say that the exact same thing we were told yesterday, that Kim Kardashian is now the sole owner of that Hidden Hills estate.
Okay, but we knew that already.
I know, exactly the same information. So why is TMZ breaking this exclusive news one day later? Kanye apparently signed over his rights to the property, and the transfer was recorded with the County of LA on September 28. Now, TMZ says this is significant because of the rumors of their reconciliation.
Because Kris Jenner told them, yes, it was significant. Exactly. Sorry, I put words in their mouth.
If they were trying to salvage the case, they reason, it's doubtful that huge assets like a family home would be formally transferred. What would normally happen is that they'd make an agreement to transfer various properties, but they wouldn't pull the trigger until they knew the divorce would go through. Well, this isn't, I don't understand why any of this is news, because we've been told they're divorcing. I mean, right, like the new, I'm talking about what's been reported in black and white or has been told to us by them, if they've ever actually told us those words, that they were getting divorced. So telling us that it's official despite rumors, well, like, what, why rumors? Do we care about rumors? Who's spreading rumors? The only person spreading rumors is probably
Kris Jenner.
Thank you.
To that point, like, that's the thing that's ridiculous about this is the only rumors that exist because the Kardashians are perpetuating them. And why pray tell, would the Kardashians be perpetuating rumors, Bradley?
I don't have a Hulu sound effect, but
Hulu.
Yeah. I mean, thank you. That should be their sound effect.
It is now. Hulu is getting ready to drop, we think, or at least they're filming, this next project the Kardashians are doing. So, of course, it is in Kris Jenner's best interest for there to be rumors that she's creating, and then for her to have to put the rumors to rest. God, this sounds exhausting.
Also, we do know a few more details about the thing that we were actually told the day before. So, technically, I guess this is somewhat new. Although we said this yesterday because the story that Kris Jenner was telling TMZ to tell us told us basically this, that Kim did well for herself in this exchange. Oh, that's interesting. A story on TMZ about Kim doing well for herself? Shocker. Mm. Kim did well for herself because the price she paid, $20 million. So apparently she wrote Kanye a check for $20 million. I'll believe it when I see it.
By the way, how big is that check? And I mean, like, literally, like, it's surface zeros, area. That's right? Got to be a big check.
It's like one of them publishers' clearinghouse checks.
Yeah.
You walk into the bank.
You can't fit that. You can't fit that on normal checks.
Yeah, that's why you got to have big cars when you're rich, because you got to carry around all them big checks. Anyway, Kim did well for herself. Oh, yeah. Well, because apparently that $20 million she wrote Kanye a check for is the amount that they paid in 2014 for the house, which is now apparently worth $60 million. Now, that's interesting. And on its face, you could say, oh, she made out like a bandit. But then I would say, well, I don't know what they paid in the first place. Did they pay for the $20 million house? Was it a mortgage? Because, and also it just seems, I don't know. I just question anything that tries to tell me Kim is amazing and doing the right thing.
Well, and, you know, not to sound like a broken record, but we did talk about this yesterday. It is always it seems like the Kardashians' number one goal to make sure we all know how rich they are.
Yeah.
And that they always look richer than they probably actually are. So the fact that she was able to just write out that big check for that with all those zeros to him, mm-hmm, that all that is like their rich people flex.
Mm hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, like, what is that? What feeling does this story give you?
A heartburn or gas?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And probably, or like shingles.
Maybe a little sadness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, they're trying to get you to react by sharing these stories.
Absolutely. So far, just if you're just joining us and you're wondering, I don't know what you're talking about. Kris Jenner wants us to know that Kim is amazing. Like she always does.
Amazing. Sweetie.
But in addition to always promoting, I almost used another P word that rhymes with shrimping. But in addition to promoting her daughter, not shrimping, which I think is like a weird sexual term, isn't it? Shrimping?
Well,
is that a thing?
But now I think it is. And I don't know what it is, but I won't be Googling it.
The question, in addition to promoting what her daughter's doing at all times, which we love Kris's ability to do this because it's turned out so well for them. They've all got multi-million dollar homes and, you know, oodles of cash and giant giant publishers' clearinghouse checks in the back of their, you know, cabriolet. Also, the other thing that they're going to promote, of course, is this new Hulu series. Well, when you get to the end of the TMZ article, and that's what we've been talking about, this deal that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have come to insofar as their family home is concerned. The last paragraph of this story says, quote, "So the question is, what was the deal with Kim and Kanye hanging out? Kim attending the various Donda listening party events, Kanye showing up for SNL, and on and on and on. Well, whether they tried to work it out, it seems that's in the rear view because the divorce is barreling down the tracks." What does that sound like?
What?
Why, other than a lot of flaming doggy doo-doo. Does that sound like something perhaps you might see in the lead up to a new series? I think the word rhymes with schmeez.
Yeah, I would say that sounds like a tease. And what it's telling us is here are the things you get to see in the Hulu document or in the Hulu show. You get to see them hanging out at the various Donda listening party events. You get to see him showing up for SNL, but you also get to see their marriage fall apart in front of your very faces.
Or does it?
It does, but it
might not. But you're going to want to see the journey. Yes, Holly, sorry I interrupted you.
Well, the journey, it sounds like it's the end of a soap opera episode, which is exactly what this show is. Because if you are not emotionally invested in the Kardashians, then you're not going to want to watch the show.
Indeed, exactly, indeed. Have you gotten your Project Down and Dirty tickets yet, Colleen?
I have not, but I'm going to do it in the break, and I hope everybody else does.
You should.
Wait, do we need tickets?
I think we might actually need tickets this year.
Oh, darn.
Just the midday show.
Okay, yeah.
Just us.
That's a new program.
We're like, hey, we're going to need you guys to buy your own tickets this year. No, everybody head to mytalk1071.com immediately before those tickets sell out. mytalk1071.com. When we come back, our good friend Elizabeth Reese is going to have all the latest from Hollywood. She is doing a Dirt Alert right here on My Talk 1071.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
And here with all the latest from Hollywood and beyond, it's our beautiful friend, Miss Elizabeth Reese.
Hi, Elizabeth. Team. On a cozy day. Nice to be with you, my friends.
It is a cozy day for sure.
I know.
With you.
Thanks, Colleen. I'm not surprised by this, but Nicole Brown Simpson's sister says that Kim Kardashian's OJ Simpson joke on SNL was inappropriate. I have to tell you, I mean, I kind of gasped a little bit when I saw that. Because, like, the stabbing thing, and I mean, that Nicole Brown Simpson was a real person who was murdered.
It's true.
By OJ, guys. Yes. I hate to break it to you, but he did it.
Yeah, but I don't know that murder is, like, a great punchline. I mean, I am not one to tell people where the punchline is, because I don't pretend to know humor.
Yeah.
I mean, you could argue with that, any one of you.
Oh, yeah. You're so funny, Bradley. Just how could
kidding.
You say
I'm
that? You're
kidding.
Hilarious.
No, but you
I don't
know,
understand
like,
how you could even say that. You're one of the funniest people I know.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
But, you know, but to that end, honestly, like, that did feel a little awkward.
I know. I felt that way, too. I thought everything else was really funny. And I thought her delivery was great and how she handled it. But when she made that joke in the monologue, I was like, oh, whoa.
Everybody cringed a little bit.
It was a little cringy. Mm-hmm. And it's not surprising that Nicole Brown Simpson's sister says loss, tragedy, murder, and crime should not be portrayed as comedy. I think particularly when it involves domestic violence, it's like, yikes.
Just not super funny.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Wasn't that funny? But there you go. Leah Remini is going to guest host the Wendy Williams show. She's going to temporarily
fill
in.
We love this. She's a good talker. She can talk.
I know. She's great. The executive producer says Wendy's shoes are hard to fill, so we needed to find the right fit. Leah's going to bring a lot of fun and energy to our viewers with a few surprises along the way.
Which means hopefully surprise guests.
Probably.
Tom Cruise. Shelly Miscavige, what?
She's here.
We found her.
I've been looking
for
you for
Wendy
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
I mean, honestly, Leah Remini should thank Shelley Miscavige in a way, or Scientology, because she really has, you know, had the opportunity through their shenanigans to, you know, create a whole new spotlight around her work.
Well, I think particularly, I mean, the Shelley Miscavige thing, because that was the light bulb moment for Leah to go, something isn't right here. Yeah, I mean, right. I'm sure that because she was raised in it, you know, it's definitely different than like a celebrity recruit, like Cruise or like a John Travolta or something like that. I mean, Leah Remini was in Scientology because her mother married a man who was into Scientology. And so then Leah's mom brought the family into it. And I feel like that's such a different perspective. And then she had that moment of like, why is it not okay? Like, I'm asking questions here and I'm getting really shady answers. And I'm going to go with that gut feeling.
Yeah, no, her book, Troublemaker, amazing read. And I think we all, I don't know, I'm assuming you read it, Elizabeth, but I know.
No, Colin, I haven't read it.
Oh, read it. It's a great book.
Oh, you got to read it. It's real good. Great
book. It tells you that story that you just basically gave the thumbnail of how they got involved and how she got out.
Yeah, it's that's an interesting thing. So it'll be fun to see her guest host with on the Wendy Williams show. I don't know. Maybe it'll lead to another show with Leah Remini.
I'd be here for that.
Solo talk shows are hard to do. But it's going to be all next week, Tuesday through Friday. And then Monday, they're going to have sort of a panel hosting situation because Wendy Williams not making her return to the show next week. She had this health issues and then COVID and the whole deal.
I've been reading the headlines. She won't be making her return to her show next week. Are they saying she's not returning at all yet?
It remains unclear if or when she's going to return. A statement to the show's Instagram said, as soon as she's ready, she'll be back in her treasured purple chair. Say it, Colleen, again.
I just keep saying, like, we need to make it okay for Wendy to not come back. Everybody needs to get together and be like, girl, we love you, Wendy. We want you to take care of your stuff. It's okay.
Well, I just
don't have to come back.
I mean, I think you're allowed to, you know, like, go on whatever journey and get whatever healing you need. But, like, at a certain point, I just feel like, you know, there's a whole crew ready to like do a job, and if you're not able to do the job at a certain point, I would think you'd have to plan a contingency or some sort of, you know, next chapter, right?
Yeah, I would think so too. Yeah, Owen Wilson's ex says that he's never met their daughter, who's 3.
Really?
Even though he maintains relationships with his 2 older sons. I don't know. I mean, I think these 2 don't have a great relationship. But she told the Daily Mail, after posting a little Instagram video or photo, happy 3rd birthday to my wild child. I love you so much. But they have never, she told the Daily Mail that Owen Wilson has never met her. And that she's asked him to be part of the little girl's life several times, but he's not involved at all and has never met her. He helps financially, but it's never been about that, is what the ex says.
I mean, that's, you know, I want to say that's sad or that's troubling, but sometimes those are good things that family, you know, like you just don't know. I don't know the backstory, so it's hard to judge. It seems unfortunate, surely, but.
But to your point, Bradley, there is clearly a backstory or a forward story, and we're not privy to it.
Yeah, that's one side. I think it's definitely a bad relationship between these two. Erika Jayne slammed after addressing Tom Girardi's alleged victims, is what she called them. Alleged victims in the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion.
Can we revise that?
That's a problem because they're not alleged because there was a conviction of wrongdoing.
I mean, yeah, that seems valid. The word alleged, not appropriate.
I know. She was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on the reunion, and Twitter was not loving her very much at all, saying, why didn't you quit? She said her attorney said she should quit too, but that Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is her only source of income.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt that. I feel like there are probably other job opportunities. That may not be a job she wants to do, but
Right.
It's a real shady situation with her and are with they? Him. And that, I mean, the financial drama, it continues.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there, is there, am I making stuff up? Is there like a Netflix documentary about them?
Oh, I don't know. Or, wait, yes. No, it wasn't Netflix, though.
It's on Hulu.
It was Hulu. Yeah, Hulu. That's what it was.
And it's about them, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Holly, didn't you watch it?
You know, I haven't watched it. I think it's called something like The Housewife and the Hustler.
Yes, that's yes. it. I kept seeing, for a while, I kept seeing it pop up on my Hulu as you suggested. You should watch this. You should watch this. And I kept meaning to get to it, and then I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm so into Stanley Tucci's Italy show. Although I was watching it and last night, and my husband will agree, the only bummer about it is the only way he describes food is as delicious.
Yeah, which is a really, food descriptions are hard.
I know, and you have to describe it, though, other than just delicious, because you can't watch four episodes in a row and have him go to like seven different regions of Italy, and then everything is just, it's just, when he tries something, he goes, oh, that's so delicious.
Oh, you know so who delicious. You should that's talk it. To is Dawn from the Ooh. Morning show, because she hates food description words.
Yeah,
like which, they disgust her.
Like that,
she should watch Twin Cities Live because I always use food description words. What it probably makes her crazy.
That's the frustrating thing is you have to. So you have to like find your thesaurus because there's only so many times you can use the word delicious
or like good or yum.
But at the same time, it can be so annoying. Like how many times can you say unctuous without sounding pretentious?
You can't say it even once without sounding pretentious. True. It's the truth.
Which you never do, Elizabeth, and that's why we have you here each day. So
today,
thank you.
Maybe today I'll work it in and you guys will know why.
Oh, we're here for it.
That'll be your little earlobe pull.
Wink, you got it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thanks, you can catch Elizabeth Reese, of course, on Twin Cities Live every day when we come back. Blind items, juicy bits of gossip with... Have you gotten your tickets yet? Why aren't you getting your tickets at mytalk1071.com for Project Down and Dirty? I know you're waiting for juicy bits of gossip with the names left out, blinded by the item here on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. But first, we want to remind you that those tickets are now available online, but only at MyTalk1071.com to see all your favorite My Talk hosts playing with big, dirty equipment.
Yes.
Now let's get to the blind items.
Sell it.
Blinded by the item.
Oh, heavy equipment. Heavy celebrity gossip mysteries. Let's solve this first one. This former AA minus list, mostly television actress turned show host for multiple shows is looking to make her new replacement gig permanent. It's why she recently went after the one named talk show host so hard.
Leah Remini.
And her name is Ellen.
Ding. So Leah Remini, she wants her own show, man. Which is why she went after Ellen so hard. Now, when did she go after Ellen?
So that was kind of, okay, so I think I was going to ask questions about that because I saw that episode, or at least I saw the report of the report of that episode when she was interviewed on Ellen. And like she said at one point to Ellen something along the lines of like, I can't tell if you're being serious or if you're pulling my leg right now. And then she like playfully smacked her like on the arm. And Ellen was like, stop hitting me. But the headline was something along the lines of Leah Remini hits Ellen. Like they made it sound like it was this like a completely different story than what happened. It was all very playful and above board. So I'm curious what NT lawyer means by that.
I mean, if anything, just that she is in the business of creating headlines, which if you're going to have your own show, you have to show that you can get people to, you know, blab about whatever it is that you're doing. I mean,
well, it worked.
Yeah, right.
Sure. The headline from October 5th on E! Online is that Leah Remini accuses Ellen DeGeneres of, quote, acting interested before playfully hitting her in wacky moment.
Yeah, it was so a real wacky moment. No, I don't think it's a shock to believe that Leah Remini thinks this is a great opportunity for her, because it is. Even if this is, you know, she's not a permanent replacement for Wendy Williams, like, nobody's going to replace Wendy Williams, but somebody's going to need to fill that time slot, or there might need to be somebody else in the hopper to fill that time, or not that time slot, a time slot.
Right.
So, I mean, it seems entirely possible that this would be a great opportunity for her to get out and strut her stuff as a solo host.
And she's going to do
yeah
just that.
Good for her.
Blinded by
because we've got another celebrity gossip mystery to solve. This A-plus list, mostly movie actor with multiple franchises and a sad meme, has been making some poor decisions as of late. One of the women he has worked with in the past training him to use guns was sexually harassed by her employer. There's video proof of it. Our actor knows it, but just hired the employer to come train him in Europe.
Is this Keanu? Keanu Reeves.
Sad Keanu.
On the bench.
Is she?
Yeah. So Keanu Reeves has been making some poor decisions as of late. And one of the women that Keanu Reeves has worked with in the past, training him to use guns, was sexually harassed by her employer. There's video proof of it. Keanu Reeves knows about it, but just hired that person to come and train her, or at least the employer to come train him in Europe. So anti-lawyer saying,
so he's like pretending like he doesn't know stuff.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Blinded
by the item. Another celebrity gossip mystery. This one has been confirmed. Executives at this cable channel are debating whether to cancel a late night talk show or just remove the host. The ratings have been atrocious and was referred to as a, quote, money pit of wastefulness just to satisfy the ego of one individual.
Ooh.
Did you say cable?
Yes.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is like the Daily Show. No, or.
I mean, it's not like a Bill Maher.
Not a Bill Maher. No.
Is it so obvious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's, is it, no, it's not.
Andy Cohen?
Saturday Night Live?
To Colleen?
Oh!
I give you that.
Ooh. All right, tell us more.
So, executives at Bravo are debating whether to cancel Watch What Happens Live or just remove the host, Andy Cohen. The ratings have been atrocious, and the show was referred to as a, quote, money pit of wastefulness just to satisfy the ego of one individual.
I mean, they're
not wrong. No.
I don't know what the ratings are, though, so I'm not about to talk. And also, I mean,
but the second part is not wrong.
He wields an incredible amount of power, so I would imagine, you know, in terms of networking and opportunities. So maybe they're just like, yeah, just let him have his thing. Yeah,
just give it to him. He'll be nice over there in the corner.
Well, that was sorry. I was just going to say that was just the criticism that's been lobbed towards him in the past is like, why does he even have a show?
Right.
Right.
What is the point of that? Because
Kathy Griffin was the one lobbing that criticism, by the way, because she did not have a good relationship with him.
Yeah. My question to Andy Cohen would be, what's the deal with the Real Housewives franchise? And why do you hire people who have questionable backgrounds and you give them a platform for their ne'er-do-welling?
I mean, that's hyperbole, right?
Yeah.
Or not hyperbole, a rhetorical question because we know the answer.
I mean,
yeah, it's working for him.
And he'd probably be like, no, sorry, I'll stop. Go ahead.
Complete your thought.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Here's another celebrity gossip mystery. Now, we got this one wrong. Sometimes that happens.
That never happens.
I mean, it happens.
So we're going to revisit this blind item that has now been revealed with the correct answer. I'm sure the barely legal waitress loved being hit on by the former A-list mostly television actor with multiple hit shows. Who could have been her grandfather? Oh, and he was doing it at a private club with a waitress he picked up next door at a restaurant 30 minutes earlier.
Didn't we say that that wasn't did we say Nicolas Cage?
No, but that would have been a good guess.
I remember this story. I don't remember the answer, though.
Well, we got it wrong.
It's a TV star.
Yeah.
It wasn't George Clooney.
Or maybe we said somebody like Don Johnson. Remember?
Yes.
It was Don Johnson.
And that's wrong. I'm sorry, Don Johnson. We besmirched your name.
No.
Dojo.
Okay. When we were guessing it, did we come up with the right name?
No.
Ooh.
So not Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Are we like in the right? Well, he was TV.
Multiple successful TV shows.
Now, I would take a question with that. Now, he has been on one very successful show, and he's been on...
Ted Danson?
No, he's been on multiple shows that have had various levels of success.
Kelsey Grammer?
No, not even that.
That felt on brand for sure.
Yeah. This person, let's say the conversation around this person in the past year has been around the way this person looks.
Tom Cruise.
Matthew Perry.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Who recently broke up with his fiance. But anti-lawyer says, I'm sure the barely legal waitress loved being hit on by Matthew Perry, who could probably be her grandfather. Oh, and he was doing it at a private club with a waitress he picked up next door at a restaurant 30 minutes earlier.
Oh, so I'm sad.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
So he's like, hey, guys, remember me? I was on Friends. You watch it all the time on...
Want to come back to my place?
HBO Max.
Ugh. That's okay, sad.
Well, you know, I hope he gets the help that he needs.
One more.
Can we do one more?
Of course we can. Right. This one's also been solved. The streaming service is not happy with the illiterate one or her husband. They are way behind schedule, and what they've done isn't going to work in the context of the project they pitched.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Yeah. So Netflix isn't happy with Meghan Markle or Prince Harry because they're way behind schedule, and what they've done isn't going to work in the context of the project that they pitched. So apparently they want to do one thing, they told Netflix another thing, and now it's causing some problems.
Ugh.
Yeah,
I guess, you know, like, I have always thought they had to come up with a plan on the fly, because if you'll remember correctly, their plans were not all that well thought out. They kind of, you know, executed their plan before they knew where it was going to lead them. And so it doesn't surprise, I mean, they've kind of talked about that themselves. So it doesn't surprise me that they might have overpromised. And now that those deadlines are coming in, it's like, ooh, yeah, so maybe we should do like, let me Google some ideas.
You're going to figure that out.
Also, while Meghan Markle has worked in entertainment, Prince Harry has not.
Yeah.
And so it's not like, you know, they're coming to the table with years and years of experience.
Right.
They're not.
And hopefully they've hired people with that kind of experience.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that costs money. And, you know, I guess they have been fronted a certain amount of cash. So hopefully they've got what they need to, like, get it into gear. But I can imagine, again, they're sort of trying to build the, what's the analogy, like, build the plane as it's taking off. All right. Well, I think
Best of luck to them.
Is that all we have time for today, Holmes?
Yeah, we got to go.
Fabulous. When we come back, Colleen is going to take us to the weeds. Not too deep in the weeds, but there's a story about Jonah Hill that she wants to share. And I can't wait to hear it, because I don't think we've heard much out of Jonah Hill lately. Right, Colleen?
But we're going to hear a bunch out of him right now. Okay. At least two sentences.
Fabulous. We'll do that when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1. Hey, welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show. I'm the Bradley. That's the Colleen and the Holly.
Hey.
Hey. So Colleen has a conversation about Jonah Hill she thinks is worth having. I do want to just remind you that our tickets went on sale today for Project Down and Dirty Construction. Head to mytalk1071.com for those tickets. But Colleen, what is Jonah Hill saying that you think is worthy of our attention this fine Thursday afternoon?
Okay, so I don't not like Jonah Hill. I don't not like him. He's fine. Whatever.
I can't tell
he's
what that
thing.
Means. Does that mean you like him or don't?
Like, I don't know. I'm ambivalent. I have Jonah Hill ambivalence. I like some of his movies. But, you know, this came across my feed and I was like, huh, this is interesting. Because, number one, you don't often hear a man talking about his body in this way. And number two, I wonder how this might shape the conversation around people's bodies. Because Jonah Hill took to his own Instagram yesterday and he wrote a very short note to his followers. He said, quote, I know you mean well, but I kindly ask that you not comment on my body. Good or bad, I want to politely let you know it's not helpful and doesn't feel good. Okay. Much respect. Mm-hmm. And that's all. That's all the note was.
Yeah.
Now, that was what he posted yesterday. However, he has talked in the past about his body and people feeling very welcome to have things to say about it, because Jonah Hill has been on a journey, like all people, I think, are with their own bodies. You know, sometimes you show up in a different shape. Sometimes you show up in a different size. That's sort of how we manage our meat suits through life. And Jonah Hill said, I became famous. He said this on Ellen DeGeneres in 2018. He said, I became famous in my late teens and then spent most of my young adult life listening to people say that I was fat and gross and unattractive. Mm-hmm. And it's only in the last 4 years writing and directing my movie mid-90s that I've started to understand how much that hurt and got into my head. And then he went on to talk about how he there were photographs taken of him when he was surfing and he was changing his shirt and they went viral. And again, when people see somebody's body look different, they take that opportunity to have all types of comments about it.
Sure. Yeah.
And he was like, listen, I didn't even take my own shirt off in a pool until I was in my mid-30s. And so like this was kind of an alarming moment for him. And I just thought, you know, this is an interesting and refreshing kind of honesty. And a lot of Hollywood came out and liked what he said and commented on it. Tess Holliday, A.D. Bryant. Who was it? Tess Holliday was the one that said this. Louder, said A.D. Bryant. So a bunch of people were like showing their support.
Yeah.
But it made me think about two things. Number one, it made me think about Adele because she recently had a conversation in that Vogue article about her weight loss, which shocked so many people. And she talked about how she really was doing it for herself and never intended on taking people on a journey. And people have been alternatively both celebrating her, but also angry with her for it and how that feels. And then I thought about Rebel Wilson and how she's leaning into this body change to kind of help amp up her career.
Mm-hmm.
It just was all an interesting study to me on like how we are talking about celebrities' bodies and whether or not we're actually considering how it feels to them.
Oh, and I imagine that what Jonah Hill said is incredibly helpful to a lot of people because I'm sure a lot of people can relate to what he said. You know, I imagine there are a certain number of people out there who don't relate and think like, well, when you give someone a compliment on the way they look, why would you take offense to that? And right. that's maybe like an older way of thinking. You know, it's kind of just what we used to do. Like, oh, you should be very pleased that I have complimented on your body in a way that is, you know, positive. I mean,
right.
I guess I understand that, but I think that the more time goes on and the more people are willing to talk about things like this, like Jonah Hill, like Adele, like A.D. Bryant, et cetera, or not A.D. Bryant, I'm sorry. Who else did this that you mentioned?
Well, I was talking about Adele and Jonah Hill and then Rebel Wilson. She does it differently.
Yeah. But, you know, the more people talk about these things, the more we're comfortable saying, yeah, you know, that's right. I mean, I can't imagine a person listening to this story who can't relate on some level, who hasn't had somebody make a comment about their personhood, their body, whatever, that was unwarranted and didn't feel a little weird about it, whether it was considered a compliment or not. So I think right. that for people like Jonah Hill to put this out there on a, you know, a level like this, you know, he has a certain soapbox and people will listen, hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure some people complain about it, but.
Well, and, you know, listen, like that isn't that the rub, right? But I also feel like, again, it is rare that we hear a male voice talking about their body in the way that Jonah Hill has. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if it's like, I don't have an answer for this. I wonder if people will perk up and take notice because it is a different voice saying it,
mm-hmm.
because it is very essentially similar to, I mean, Adele didn't say, please stop talking about it, but she did talk about how people talking about it made her feel.
Yeah.
Right. And he's very gently just saying like, please just don't do it.
Yeah.
Even if you think it's a compliment, just don't do it. It doesn't feel good. Where, you know, Adele was sort of observing that people have a lot of different feelings about her body when the change that took place in her body was about her, and people have a tendency to then make it about them because they did, like, you know, she said, like, I'm still the same person, but people will be angry that I lost weight because they wanted me to be,
oh yeah,
like a symbol for them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she's like, it's like, I just appreciate the way that he very succinctly said, just like, don't, we're taking this off the table. This is not part of the conversation. We're done. And I'll be curious to see kind of what the long-term reaction is to that. And hopefully it will ripple out to people like Adele, who have also expressed similar.
I just hope that people will take the, you know, the sentiment for what it is. I think Jonah Hill, Adele, those individuals live in a way that we don't in terms of being in the spotlight. And so I think it's because I can hear people pushing back against Jonah Hill and saying, like, you can't tell people not to give you a compliment for how you right. look, right? You're like, I can hear those words. I've heard those words. But
some of my best friends,
some of my best friends are words. They are actually, because words don't lie to you. But people do. The point is they're in a very unique position and people have to remember that. But I hope that the takeaway is let's verbalize less about other people's bodies unless right. those people have asked. It's right. just a generally good rule of thumb.
Right. Apparently you can verbalize about Rebel Wilson's, though, because she wants
you to.
Well,
she wants you to, but that doesn't mean we have yeah. to. Okay, when That's we come true. Back, what you watching? Colleen's binging some stuff, and we need your ideas. Give us a jingle, 651-641-1071. Join the confab here on Colleen and Bradley.